If a man can lift 200 pounds, you say he's mighty
stout.
Has a great deal of
strength.
A person who laughs and tells a joke well and appreciates a good joke, you say is
usually he's happy.
And if you wish to talk about his disposition, I can play the joke on him because he's... Don't worry about playing a joke on old George. He can take it because he's...
Oh... He has a good sense of humor.
A person who has trouble with his feet when he walks and his hands when he walks and he bumps into things and knocks them down, you say is what?
He's clumsy.
Person who never spends a nickel?
Tight.
Let's say a person is fairly old and yet his mind is still
alert.
And let's say his body is in good shape and he uses it
he's
well.
He's still very active.
A person who takes no pride in his appearance, who wears old, dirty, greasy clothes all the time.
Slouchy or soft.
Person who smokes cigarettes and drops ashes on his shirt and burns holes in them.
I don't know what term you're thinking about, but anybody that smokes for me is...
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Slouchy, sloppy, or negligent, or what else?
You know, that's just what you said about smoking. It's just about right. All these cancer studies that have been made and everything. Well, I sit there in that car and I just puff away. And I just light up another pipe and start to smoke. And I think, well, you fool, if somebody said you had to do that, you'd get out and you'd fight him.
Well, now this morning, I'd been here. There hadn't been anybody here since yesterday morning. I came in at midnight, drank a glass of milk, and went to bed. And I was sitting here, one of these chairs, reading probably, when Bill and Herman come in. And neither one of them had a cigarette in their mouth. But when they came in at the door, it just begins to turn blue, the atmosphere. Now every door and window was open, but now they've smoked so long that when they just walked in the door and came in, one of them said, "Here, what about where you are?" Now the whole thing just you smell it. A man can walk up out there in that yard right now, and I can tell if he's smoking it. I have a sinus problem anyway, and I can pick up the odor of a cigarette before they hardly light it.
Cigarettes get me. They make me sneeze and make my nose run.
But now, of course, a man who has smoked for years and years doesn't realize that his clothes, his hands, everything about him smells of it.
Look at poor of his body.
Oh, boy.
Person who makes up his mind and won't change it for anything, you say, is...
Well... Some of them are stubborn and some of them are just plain dumb.
I say a person gets up, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and walks around, takes strolls in the moonlight, has strange ideas, you say he's what?
Well, anybody get up 2 o'clock in the morning for any reason is crazy, but... what is he, an eccentric?
Yeah, we just say he's queer.
Yeah, you hear the term.
And if someone takes offense easily, you might say, don't play a joke on him because he's mighty